Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Snoop Dogg's got a great life, man, because he was recently interviewed and was asked what he charges to make an appearance and rap on someone else's song.
How much would it cost to get on a song if I didn't want to go that route, which obviously...
Oh, $250,000.
$250,000?
Yeah.
Whoa. So if somebody gives you $250,000, that means that you'll
you
jump
get about
on.
16 bars.
16 bars?
Mm-hmm. And when it's time to do the video, I need to get another $250,000 about it.
All right. Big money.
And
is
you
that
only,
standard?
And you only got an hour, so get to filming.
I love Snoop Dogg. Wow.
Make it so, like, such a high price that if someone's willing to give him $250,000 or $500,000 to have the all inclusive experience, might as well do it then.
I have to say that's cheap, I feel. I mean, you're talking about, because if Snoop Dogg, with his reputation, can make that song more noticeable than it would be. I mean, collaborations, you know, in music always help. Yeah. Always help a song's popularity if some celebrity jumps on somebody else's song.
So if I could get Bruiser Brody back together, would you be willing to pony up the $250,000? We don't have to have him in the music video.
I thought you were going to ask me because I charge you $250 to be on to be on your video. Well, it's a lot cheaper to be on the Bruiser Brody video, but I give you $250.
I think that's like a fun idea though. For like, my buddy and I were thinking about bouncing some ideas around about doing like a little fun project, like a hardcore record of like just because both of us grew up loving that kind of music. So we were thinking about doing some kind of music like that. And I was like, and I saw the guitarist and frontman of Biohazard said, hey, if you want my services for whatever, it's like some kind of website where like you can pay an amount of money, send them the song, and I think they'll like do a guitar solo or they'll or maybe like add a vocal part. And I'm like, that. I don't know how much it would cost, but like if it's reasonable enough, I'd be down to do that because as a guy growing up loving Biohazard, to have him on a song that I was a part of, even though backstory, if anyone found out, I'm like, yeah, we paid an arm and a leg to have it happen, but it's still cool.
It's like a music cameo.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, it depends on what you're trying to do in life, but if you think you can be a band and somehow you can get that money from somebody, what if that puts you over? What if that really gets you out there?
See, for me, it wouldn't even have to. It would just be a snapshot, like a little, like a time capsule kind of a thing. Like, you know, just a moment in time where I got to record a song and one of the members of one of my all-time favorite bands played on it.
That would be cool, too.
Like, it would not. There would be zero hope of it being anything more than just that. But you're right. Like, some people, that might be a way to be, hey, check out my new rap song featuring Snoop Dogg. And, unless somebody really wants to bug you to find out the backstory, they're going to just think, that's cool. You got Snoop Dogg to be in your music video and on your song? not knowing that you ponied up $500,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
And I just love he's like, you got an hour to do it, too.
Yeah.
Get to filming.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's making me wonder, like, anytime I see Snoop Dogg on a song that's not a big-name artist, I'm going to be like, what did you do to get this to happen?
That would also be funny, too, if he charged, like, Dre. Like, right. You know what? I know we go way back, but it's 250.
Right, Katy Perry. Or even, like, I love there's, like, a Little Dicky song where he sings with him, that professional song. And it'd be funny to find out that it was actually the backstory was that Lil Dicky paid $250,000 to have it happen.
Yeah, maybe so, because, like, I mean, was it before we knew who Lil Dicky was?
I mean, some people knew because he was getting popular because of one song, and then he made a full record, and the record starts with him going to Snoop Dogg. It's almost loosely – the first episode of Dave is almost loosely based on that whole song. But instead of Snoop Dogg, he had a different rap artist that was a part of the first episode.
Yeah, Steve, yeah, I don't know if – it's very possible that he could have paid him.
Or finally, Snoop was getting so many requests. He's like, you know what? Let's just make it such a ridiculous amount of money. If someone wants to give me $250,000 – I'll give him 16 bars.
Yeah, and another $250 for the 1 hour video. $250,000 an hour. That's like basically
pretty
good. That's a, you know what? Good for you.
Now, what happens if you don't like the rap that he gives you?
Oh,
like what kind of What kind of guarantee do we get?
I don't. You would expect some kind of guarantee for $250 large, and at the same time,
or you just have to take what Snoop gives you.
Either that, or pony up another $250 and be like, you know what? Can you recut that?
Yeah,
you know how it is. Like sometimes you commission an artist to do something for you, and you're just like, man, I'm not really feeling what you just made. And they're usually very cool about that. And like, okay, I'll go back to the drawing board and I'll make something different because you paid the money for me to do something.
I don't feel like Snoop's going to do that.
Snoop, I'm not really feeling this line.
Like, I don't think he's going to be like, He's got a strict hour policy on the video, so I feel like he's gonna be like, "Look, you get what I give you,
right?
You know, and or you pay him another $250, like and that, like I said, and then
you know, he can knock it down to $100,000 for like redos,
right? Oh, really? Oh, feel free to negotiate. I got no problem with that.
But BJ, this would be definitely one of those instances. If I ever won the lottery, you'd be like, "Man, you're not using your money wisely."
No,
I would definitely make a song solely so I would even rap on it. Like I would make my own hip hop song.
Oh, you would.
Oh, wow.
And it would be so terrible, but it features Snoop Dogg and we also do a video.
I would open up a museum of all of the bad financial decisions you made. And that I could just take people through and say here's my friend Steve Miggs. He hit the lottery.
He won $500 million in Powerball, and he put $1 million towards Snoop Dogg cameos. He has two songs with Snoop in them.
And I would start it. I wouldn't even ask for any money. I would just get a building, rent it out, and put up a big sign. This is the museum of Steve Miggs's bad financial decisions. I think it would be a hell of because you get to see what you spent your money on going, wow, this guy really was.
I would do that. I would be on the phone right now being like, get me Snoop.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. I mean, I don't blame you if you got all that kind of money. I mean, that's what rich people do. They get folks to perform at their kids' birthday parties and stuff like that, which, you know, so, I mean, if you had the money, you wouldn't be any different than any other rich, crazy person.
All right, money's no object, and also, I guess, standards are no object for that artist, because some artists probably would be like I don't see.
Money's no object. I can pick anybody?
Yeah, I don't see Eddie Vedder being like, you know, Steve, I'll sing on one of your songs if you give me $500,000. Like, you know, I think he would just say no, just... all the time.
unless you pick a pet charity that seems to really be like, you know, the best thing he's into right now, like the Ayahuasca Preservation Fund. It felt like when I talked to him, ayahuasca was the key word he was so happy about.
Ayahuasca Preservation Fund. I'm sure that's exactly what Eddie wants to donate his money to. Money's no object. You have a band.
Money's no object.
Right. You're one artist. You only can have one artist perform. Is it William Shatner?
No, it's Danny V. All right,
you're welcome.
Kidding me?
Somebody? I got him to do something for me for free.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so cheap. Rates.
But it's me. You know I have to pay Danny. well, that's a good question. I'll start with Vicky. Vicky, money's no object. You could have any performer
you're in a
be
band,
on your song.
Or you're an artist, whatever it may be.
Easy. Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl played drums on it.
Wow. Yeah, or if he wants to sing, I'll let him do whatever. If he wants to play the ukulele or a harmonica or the spoons.
Maybe the kid could sing a little bit. What do you think?
Whatever he wants.
It's funny how I went right to drums.
Yeah, you did.
He's made a
said the drummer
massive career not playing the drums.
Exactly.
Right?
But you want to put him back. You want to put him behind that kit.
Yes.
Yeah, you go, get back there where you belong, Dave Grohl.
It's like, it's Dave Grohl. It's like, I'm not worthy. Whatever you want to do, just step in, cough into the mic. Okay, cool. I'm good. Here's your money.
That's it.
Okay. That's, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that choice. And now you're saying any kind of art, Steve, or has got to be music?
I guess it doesn't have to be music.
Because, I'm much more related to acting myself and stuff like that.
I think my first thought is going to go Jack White.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's got to write a whole song, and I'm playing drums with him. Like, I want to be his Meg White.
Oh, yeah.
Minus the divorce.
He was married to Meg White. To put that. Is that what you want to be?
Minus the divorce and sex before the divorce and all that stuff. But
okay.
All just, right. Let's bang out a White Stripes. A new
Don't use the word bang if you want to be like his Meg White.
A White Stripes-esque song.
Yeah. There we go. Okay.
Because you know he's going to write the whole thing, and then at that point, you're just like, just tell me what to do.
He'll probably write the drum part as well. He's like, no, that's too much, Steve. Like, I'm not. I just hit the bass and the snare back and forth for the entire song, and that's the full Meg White experience.
How about that?
And it'll be awesome. That or Mike McCready do a guitar solo on like a Bruiser Brody song.
Oh, that'd be super cool. That would be pretty amazing.
That would be next level.
Yeah. And you got to do video because, you know, just watching Mike do the lead of that would be just something else.
Oh, I'll pull out my cell phone whether he wants me to or not.
Okay. Glad you said cell phone. I was getting worried.
Yeah, right.
Danny, all right. Let's see. Billy Joe?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Because, especially just, I would like even just sit with him. I'd pay him to like teach me how to play guitar properly.
Okay, there's not enough money in the world to be able to get that done.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
I don't need you to appear Billy on any Joe. Of my band stuff. I just want to play guitar with
you. Right. Yeah. Just teach me how to do Longview better.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like I feel like for $10 we could play these drops we have of Billy Joe, and it's exactly how it would go when he's trying to teach Danny.
Oh, yeah.
Danny
would be like, can you do that for me?
What the
f***? Yeah, Billy Joe's, no, kid, you haven't, what?
He's like, just show me that one part.
I'm not Justin Bieber, you mother.
Yeah, you can't buy me for that kind of money. I'm Billy Joe Armstrong.
I just need some more time. I need to figure this out.
I got 1 minute. 1 minute left. That's all. No, I got nothing left.
He's like Snoop. He had a hard hour.
Joke.
I can't learn it in a minute, Billy.
Yeah.
Give me a break. 1 minute left.
Yeah.
1 minute.
Yeah, you're not going to learn it.
You're going to give me 1 minute
to teach you how to play guitar?
Let me tell you something. I've been around since 1988.
Okay, guys.
Come on, guys. I just need one more minute, Billy. One more.
Yeah. What the f***?
He's out.
Now, you guys think my guy would be William Shatner. But for entertainment purposes, because we have a lot of drops of this guy, it would be Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Just for entertainment purposes.
Are you like a short film or something together?
Yeah, exactly.
Just do it.
There you go. That's what my money would get me.
I was asking for a cigarette. You said no. I said word.
See, and I could act with him. I go, hey, what I would go is, hey, Shia, could I have a cigarette? You don't need a cigarette. You know,
I'm from it, you dummy.
Okay, that's what. See, that would be great.
Make your dreams come true. Just do it.
That's the guy I got to act with. That's where my money would go. There you go. Shia LaBeouf, everybody.
Hell, just have him sing on a song.
Yeah.
Do like an EDM song with all those drops.
Oh, yeah. All right. So there you go. That's why we don't have any money. That's why the lottery will never come to us, because it goes to people that would do better things.
Man, I don't know if you could do anything better than having any of these.
You don't know? You really don't know? Okay.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Gerald Ledford is an autopsy technician in Arkansas, and he went on TikTok to answer questions about his job. And somebody wanted to know, hey, if I die, do I get to keep all my piercings? And here's what Gerald had to say about that.
You worried I'm going to take your piercings out and you don't get to take them with you? The only one that I take out is your tongue ring. I remove your tongue during an autopsy. We need to make sure you didn't bite down on it. Make sure you don't have drugs in the back of your throat. So if you have a tongue ring, that one comes out. But nipples, nose, ears, eyebrow, private parts.
Oh, those
they all
get to stay.
That's cool.
So that's why I haven't gotten a tongue ring. If I'm going to spend that kind of money, I want to keep it till I'm dead.
Dude, I have to say that, I mean, granted, I've never opened the mouth of anybody who's deceased, but, you know, whenever I go to a wake, but it's weird to think they don't have a tongue in there.
You know, you're right.
You've never
you're
done that,
wrong.
BJ?
Yeah,
you've never opened their mouth?
I never opened their mouth. Because you have to look. You have to lean over and give them a kiss sometimes,
oh,
depending
gosh,
upon.
No.
But on the forehead, not a tongue kiss.
Yeah, I know, but
oh,
you're close
yeah,
enough.
You
just don't
there.
Think there's no tongue in there. Like, you know, it's like you don't think there may be no eyes in there because their eyes are closed. You think everything's still there.
See, I'd want them then if I was gone. They wouldn't do this, of course, because it would be just too weird. But if I had like a wake or open casket, which I wouldn't want to do anyway, but. Have them like set up some kind of like electronic, like a mechanical thing inside my mouth, so that way my tongue sticks out every once in a while.
Oh, nice!
Oh,
so like you go into like say your prayers and say your best wishes, and I just go and then just, like. Right
oh
back in.
Man, that's yeah.
They might as well just paint my face like Gene Simmons at that point.
Please,
okay, yeah, and we got to get a fake tongue, Steve, because they're taking your real one.
Or they could just you they know stitch it back in there.
Yeah, hook it up to a machine so it sticks out and wiggles.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't want a stunt tongue like you know, like Dirk Diggler had a stunt penis.
I mean, I'm just saying. You know what? I mean, you really make it work. Here's a question. So, does everyone that die get like? Does we all get autopsies at the end? Like, I didn't know that that was a thing for everyone.
Yeah,
I just assumed when it's like something when they're trying to still figure out why you die.
Right. So, like, if you just die from natural causes, or like, you know, you're not like murdered or something. Like at that point, do you get an autopsy?
I feel like. For medical reasons, you do. Oh. Like, they just, what's the cause of death?
Yeah. According to one texter, they say not everybody gets an autopsy. Actually, it's pretty rare. Most people still have their tongue in there, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, good news.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Oh, so.
So as long as you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
But then again, if you have a tongue ring, you're probably up to no good. Isn't that what they
yeah.
say?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
It's such a funny thing to be worried about, though, if you have piercings. Like, they better not take my piercings. They better let those stay on there. And, like, who would – there's probably some weirdo out there, though, that would, like, take somebody's piercings off of them and keep them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're a cool piercing. Why not?
Or they could, get money for them. They see diamond earrings and, you know, there's some shady
right.
individuals. Even though the person's dead, they probably would still do something so messed up like that.
Well, you've got people that were, you know, casket raiders back in the day. Why not?
Oh, someone said, Steve, you can't get your corpse painted like Gene Simmons. He'd probably sue your dead body for trademark infringement.
That's true.
Unless you pay him. I'm sure at kiss.com, you can buy funeral paint.
BJ, that's kissonline.com.
Come on,
man. That's right. Kissonline.com. Thank you. Funeral paint.
Funeral paint.
So how about another TikTok user said, okay, Gerald, you autopsy guy, you. He wants to know, can you be cremated with your dentures?
Can you be cremated with your dentures? Yes. You can be cremated with your dentures. Or they can take them out. Give them to the family, throw them away. But yeah, you can be cremated with your dentures.
Can they turn them into those little chatter teeth that like?
That's what.
Yeah, like a wind up.
Yes. Why not? That's good. That's grandpa right there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't think of anything like I can understand wanting something from like your loved one to keep. Dentures would be the last thing on my list.
Yeah, not the teeth.
I think I'd take a tongue ring over a dentures.
All right. Well, you know we're not offering you the tongue ring, Steve. But all right, there you go. Yeah. I mean, I think, like Danny said, the chattering denture teeth, yes.
Yeah.
That would be hysterical. Make a little novelty item out of Grandpa's dentures.
Put the dentures in a stuffed animal? Because I've seen that, and it's very creepy looking.
When
a stuffed animal has teeth in it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
that would be hysterical if a dog had human teeth, denture style.
Oh, like a stuffed dog or an
of course,
actual,
yeah, okay. a stuffed dog. Like people stuff their dog. They stuff their favorite animal, but they got human teeth. Okay, I'm back on that train. I like it.
They're like, what's up with this weird stuffed animal? That's grandpa's teeth. That's why we have it that way.
Yeah, because you know you want to keep a little piece of everybody in your life.
No, I'm good.
Grandpa's teeth, grandma's nipple rings. Let's just get it all done here. Let's make it happen.
Someone said, I wonder what they do with all the piercings with someone that might be cremated. I hope they don't just resell them. I don't know. I feel like they just get burnt and probably put. I don't know. Do they get put in the urn?
I was having this conversation with a friend the other day who said he wanted to be buried with a bottle of or cremated. Sorry, with a bottle of Jack Daniels, and I was like, but wouldn't it not like melt? Like, how would you do that? And they're like, no, it gets so hot that it just melts everything together, and
right.
it's all cremated. So I guess they would probably be. Burnt down too,
and then they say with the cremations, you know, obviously they're doing multiple people in those, and so I mean, not all the ashes I've heard are like really the loved one's ashes. It could be almost like someone else. Like, what if like you got
dentures?
What if you got an urn and there was like a random piercing, like a barbell, like from a tongue ring in there, and you're like, Grandma never had a piercing, or did she? And then you had like this weird, you don't realize it was the person before her, and it just so happened to end up in like the urn or something.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be weird? And you had like a life's great mystery of, did Grandma have a secret side to her that we did not know about?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of metal does or doesn't survive the heat of a cremation, but as I learned in the documentary, Dexter, titanium does not burn, at least if you throw it in a furnace to burn a body.
Huh.
Yeah, that's how...
spoiler alert, man.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, I know. I've given away the whole series for you.
Dude, how about this texter said, after my ex-wife passed, my buddy asked me several times if they would leave her breast implants in for, or her big implants in for cremation. I told him I have no idea. That's a weird question to keep asking somebody.
I mean, maybe people were like trying to get a discount. Like, I don't have to buy the implants. I'll just take grandma's. Is that what they? Is that what they were thinking?
Can I get your ex's?
Well, that's not what anybody wants, is it?
Well, that's the effect of breast implants, from what I hear.
And then you're like, wait, it's not powder. It's a gel. Why am I scraping out a gel? What is happening? Oh, grandma had breast implants.
Why is it always grandma?
Yeah, I know.
Because grandma, you know, she's a spicy lady when she was with us.
Heard her piercings and implants.
In Ryan Castle's words, she's a dirty bird.
Yes.
Finally, another TikTok user asked Gerald, the autopsy technician, if you swallow gum, does it really stay in your stomach forever?
Do I find the gum that you swallowed inside your stomach? I've never seen any. It doesn't stay in your stomach. I think it probably goes on through. When I collect your stomach contents, sometimes there's a piece of gum in there, but I think it was just swallowed. It's not old gum.
Oh, gosh.
So mom lied to me all these years?
Yeah.
I'm just, okay, I could not do that job.
I don't think I would want a job where I could be that desensitized and just talk so, like, comfortably about, like, someone's insides and be like, yeah, the last time I checked someone's stomach, there was gum, but it wasn't, like, old gum. But I guess you get to that point where you're just like, I've seen it all, and this doesn't faze me. Otherwise, why would you continue to do that for a job?
Yeah.
Then you have the wiring to even want to do it as a job in the first place. Like, that job would seem fascinating to you. Because you know what it's about. You got to drain the blood, embalm them. You got to, you know, de-gut them, the whole thing. At some point, the job description would scare you away. But to some people, it's like, let's do it.
Yeah, that's why, like they said, they made a ridiculous amount of money. I'm like, you deserve every penny. Like, that just seems like such a tough. I mean, some people, though, like, I don't know. Maybe, like, if you're, like, into, like, horror films, like, that's, like, kind of, like, a fun thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there are people wired where they just love it. Just like people love popping pimples, and I'm like, that is the most disgusting thing. I mean, you know, humans...
slight difference, though, between the two, but I understand what you mean. Oh, this is awesome. Someone just texted and said, hey, good morning, guys. I want to say thanks for the recommendation yesterday for Biscuit Bitch. It's a fun little place, great food. I heard it from you all, and then we tried it. I told them that we heard it from you guys, and they gave us an extra sandwich from Stone Orion.
I love
it. We didn't talk about it on the air.
When was the last time we talked about this?
We didn't. He texted. They were like, him and him were like,
oh, okay.
He's like, real quick, we're in downtown Seattle. Where should we go for breakfast? I'm like, well, if you're willing to make a little bit of a drive, go to Vula's. But if you really want to stay in downtown Seattle, you should go to Biscuit Bitch, A, because of the name is awesome.
I've never been to Biscuit Bitch.
It's awesome. And so they went and apparently had a great time.
It's like two streets down, too. We could walk there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, someday we got to – how late do they serve breakfast? Because I feel like, you know, after the show sometime.
I feel like they serve it all day.
Yeah, they're open all morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. Let's Biscuit Bitch this bitch.
You got to hope that it's not a line.
True. Oh, it's the small joint?
It's popular.
Oh,
super
all right.
Popular.
Well, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, they're open till 1.
Oh, boom.
All right, you know what, Danny? I always say we have to get together for lunch or something, whatever. That's our new spot.
I really want the smoking hot bitch.
Well, at Kittens?
Is that why you're going to Kittens?
Biscuit Bitch!
Oh.
Biscuit topped with sausage gravy, shredded cheddar, a split grilled Louisiana hot link.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I feel like this is the first time I've heard of this place. I'm sure it's not.
No.
No, I know we've talked about it. We haven't talked a lot about it. Because when we always talk about breakfast, you know, obviously we spend a lot of time talking about our buds at Vula's.
Of course.
Which is phenomenal, but...
Yeah.
There's also other places, of course, and that's why I told him, like, if you got to stay in downtown Seattle, that seems to be a really popular now Seattle institution is going to Biscuit Bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, then. This has got to be done.
The Bitch Witch combo deal.
Bitch Witch.
Garlic. I like that. They have grits. They have cheesy grits.
Oh, I want that because I haven't had grits since Jacksonville, Florida, and I love grits.
What about the straight up bitch?
Straight up bitch.
Okay.
The easy bitch.
I feel like there's a theme here.
I don't know what that theme is, though.
Yeah.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.